Heidi and Frank
are back.
Right here!
Right here!
Right now!
Right now!
On Southern California's rock station, 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank show. About 8 minutes. Got that four-pack of Hurricane Harbor tickets to give away. So I don't know if 8 minutes is going to be enough time to discuss what heaven is like. So probably after I give away the four-pack, I mean, obviously heaven on earth is Hurricane Harbor, but after I give away that four-pack, we can discuss what heaven is like. I have a specific question about it, like things that we've heard, things that we might expect. And so is that a rule in heaven, if they have rules at all? Who knows? But we'll discuss that after 8:40, but right now, I mentioned earlier calling Sweet James if you've ever, you know, hurt an accident, and I saw a particular settlement in the news that I wanted to call him about. So I'm going to call Sweet James right now. Oh, Corey, did you get him on the? You got him on the phone?
Yeah, I got you.
Thank you, Corey.
Of course.
Hey, Sweet James.
Hey, good morning. Hey, how you doing?
Morning,
James. I was just telling people to call you if they're ever hurt in an accident. You can give them a 24/7, you know, free consultation or just about whatever case they might have. Right.
You're correct. Yes.
I saw in the news a settlement. A guy got a settlement for $12,500 after he was captured naked in his yard by a Google Street View camera.
Wait, who got the money? He got the money?
So yeah. I guess when he looked on Google Street View, he saw himself in his yard naked, and then I guess what Google settled with him? I didn't know that you, I mean, you were outside. I guess, is there a assumption of privacy if you're in your own front yard? I didn't think there was.
It's a quasi-private thing. Now, here's the thing. Now, usually they blur out the faces. So for him to say, hey, that's me, even though my face is blurred out, you just kind of outed yourself there. So I don't know why it was worth $12,000 for him to do that.
Well, I guess if anybody knows where you live and they went on Google View and saw you, they would recognize you in your own yard.
Right, because if you give somebody the directions to your house and they put your address in, and then you can do Google Street View to kind of see, they'd be like, oh, but that's Bill's name.
Because I know that what if you saw a Google Street View car coming down the street, and they do that just to update stuff, and I run outside naked and start in helicoptering while the thing drives by, I can actually go get a settlement? I didn't think, I mean, I think that that's...
No. If you're out on the street, that's public, and you won't have any right of privacy there, but if you're in your yard, especially your backyard, then you have some sort of claim. $12,000, that's going to be a quasi-private scenario there, so that's probably why he got anything.
And they probably just said, typically, here's $12,000, go away. You know, just to have it go away.
Yeah.
Okay, I got another question for you then. It's also about homes. All right, so a lot of times when it's like there's a house fire, a lot of looky-loos will come around and just be standing across the street watching the firefighters and watching the house.
Yes.
If, say, that house had 20,000 rounds of ammo in it, and all of a sudden the ammo starts going off because the fire has reached the ammo.
Yeah. Oh, I never
and now
even
people
of something like that.
Are in the street who are just, you know, looky gazers start getting shot. I mean, is the homeowner responsible for everybody's gunshot injury?
Typically, no. There's going to be an assumption of risk when you're watching a house fire. You expect kind of explosions and fire. My sister actually lost vision in one of her eyes at a fire, at a campfire. Someone had thrown a bullet in there and it went off. And,
James.
Out of her eye now. Yeah. Wow. So you kind of assume the risk there while you're standing around a house fire.
So did you ever find out who threw the bullet in the fire?
No, we did not. It was many, many years ago, but.
Was this a family camping trip and you were there with her?
No, it wasn't. It was, it was just her and a bunch of friends were out camping, and they went into an old campfire pit and started a fire. And
so I guess in that case, if you did find out who threw the bullet in the fire, that person would be responsible for your accident.
Yeah, I there would be something there for sure.
Like somebody throwing like a can of baked beans in the fire, and the baked beans explodes and goes everybody that, you know, then they owe me for my parents.
You're covered in a tasty, tasty treat.
All right. One final question for you, James, because I saw this as well.
Okay.
And I don't know if they have a case or not. A funeral home reportedly sent a son's brain home in an unmarked leaking box.
Ooh.
So is there something?
His brain? Sent his brain to the family?
Yeah, this in an unmarked box, and it wasn't even in a bag. It was the box was leaking out the corner, and they open it up, and it's like, what's in the box? And it's their son's brain.
Oh, my God.
Is there a case
that's,
there?
That's a huge case. Wow. Yes, absolutely. almost every single state has specific laws on handling deceased persons, and there's usually severe consequences if they mess things up like that.
Yeah, it's like when it's like desecration of remains or something like that.
Well, that's like criminal.
Exactly, yeah.
As far as civil, it's like you said, it's really hard to prove mental anguish, but I guess in this case, every jury would be like, you got your son's brain in the mail?
It's built in, and that's why there's special laws built in for that, for the mental anguish aspect.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's a civil and criminal case. Yeah.
Awesome, James. Well, thank you. That's all I had for my questions for you.
It's a threefer.
Is your sister blind in that eye now?
Yes. Yeah, she's blind.
Does she have a glass eye, or does she wear a patch?
Nope. It's her normal eye, and it moves, and it looks normal, but it severed the optic nerve, so she can't see out of it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You got to get her on the billboards with a patch. It's the Sweet James family. They'll keep an eye out for you.
I don't think I've
ever heard James laugh that before.
That's why I call James and James never calls me. As far as my ideas.
Yeah, you don't have a good idea.
You can call Sweet James to 1-800-9-MILLION anytime to get his take on something and if you have a case or not. Thank you so much, bud.
Anytime. Love you guys.
We love you too. God, how does he put up with us? I don't really know. Why does he continue picking up our phone?
Because he's a fantastic human.
We'll keep an eye out for you.
Yeah.
This is my sister. She'll keep an eye out for you.
It's blind justice.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Oh, my God.
All right, we got about one and a half minutes to the four pack. Do I have any failure? Okay, I'll just tell you what I'm setting up this whole Let's Talk About Heaven.
Oh, yeah.
There is a movie coming out starring Elizabeth Olsen called Eternity.
Okay.
And she plays a widow who dies and has to choose who to spend eternity with because she had a husband that she's a widow, so he died long before her, and then she got remarried, and and then he died and she died, so it's like, and then she gets to heaven, first husband there and second husband's there, so it's like, if we're going to be together for eternity, which one is going to be the one that you fell in love with and lost tragically, or the one who was there to pick up the pieces? Who do you spend eternity with? Mm. What is the heaven rule?
I mean, Frank, right. If it's heaven, why do I have to choose? I can do a sister wife.
Because they'll know. I'm sure your dead husband wants to find out you want to have a three-way with this new guy.
Yeah. Not a three-way.
He's been watching
it
for the last 50 years. I think,
I'm with you Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
I think in the movie, he died in war. But it was World War II or whatever. And then she married a new guy, and they were married for 50 years.
Mm.
And then gets to heaven. He's there, and it's like, oh, my God, you look great. Because I guess you're going to look your greatest, like when you're at your peak. You look great. Well, you look great, too. And all of a sudden, out of this heavenly crowd comes first husband. Hey, Judy. She's like, oh, my God. Yeah. So basically, it's like a dating show in space. Or not in space. In heaven.
In eternity.
Because, so now these two guys are, trying to compete for her. That was the love of their life. And so they're trying to compete for her to see who she's going to choose to spend eternity with. So they're both trying to woo her in heaven.
But I think if you're – in the scenario you gave, and we don't know if that's exactly right, but let's say she was married to this guy. World War – he went off, died in World War II. I'm guessing they were young. Maybe they were married.
But that was the spouse you never wanted to leave. You're a widow or a widow. So that was like,
but maybe we're together 5 years. We were young. I've spent the last 50 with this guy.
Doesn't matter.
This is my true life partner.
The way you lost the first one, it wasn't like there was any closure, any out. It was there was no disdain. There's no hatred. It's not like divorced. Of course you ought to spend the first guy.
Yeah.
This is the one that you never wanted to leave.
But I didn't want to leave this one either. He died. We died.
That's what I'm saying. He's the one, the dead one's the one you never wanted to leave. The first dead one.
I know, but the
other guy was the guy who picked up the pieces after the first dead one.
And we've been together for 50 years. I think I stay with him.
He swooped in and you were vulnerable. The other guy you wanted to be with.
I think it's the last.
Hardly 50. Heaven.
Without any baggage.
I know, this sounds like hell.
Right?
This really sounds like hell. I'm to have saying. To choose.
I think if you're the first one who died, you're kind of a pussy, dude. Like, what? you should probably get back out there and, you know, get back on the market. Like, if I'm widow number one or dead husband number one.
Yeah.
Like, I'm up there, like, hitting on Brittany Murphy and Marilyn Monroe and, you know, Amy Winehouse. Like, I'm looking to have some fun. Like, my wife's not going to be up here for 50 years. So,
by the time she gets there, you're like,
I'm over her.
I've
been watching that relationship. Thank God I got out.
Maybe he was one of them good guys. You know? It was like he really took the vow seriously. And he's like, okay, you know, when she gets here, we're going to spend eternity together. You know, me and you forever, babe. Forever means forever. And I'm literal.
Yeah. There's that country
Stop
song.
Stop hitting on me, Marilyn.
Yeah. I'm married-ish. That's till death do us part, though. And you
well,
there, we depart.
They would say, you know, forever, for eternity. It's like the eternity symbol on, you know, rings and stuff.
Eternity.
It's
she didn't believe that, though. It's not that I'm not the one.
Yeah, true.
I'm not the one. It was her. She got remarried. She
Hurricane Harbor single. Tickets. I think whoever gives her Hurricane Harbor tickets is going to think
that's
for
the
eternity.
One. That's true heaven.
Right. 818-955-2955. I've saw it long enough. So that was the question. If you believe in this kind of heaven, how do you think it should work? Who would you choose? I mean, obviously, if you are a widow and you did get remarried and both of them showed up in heaven when you die, what are you going to do? And that's the rule of heaven. You get to spend eternity with the love of your life. Which one do you choose?
Who gave me that best
Widows and widowers only who have a new relationship, maybe even remarried. 818-955-2955. I'm just curious how you feel because we really can't answer the question because we haven't had that kind of sudden end to something that we didn't want to end.
Yeah.
Mm.
Jackie Kennedy.
Oh, right. Does she still go
JFK
up and spend...
JFK or Ari Onassis, the billionaire? Right.
She's going back to JFK.
She's JFK.
Is she?
100%.
I don't know.
100%.
He's probably up there banging Marilyn.
Yeah.
Oh. Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Jackie, I didn't see that you were getting here today.
That's real uncomfortable.
Anybody's parent get remarried? And then you're like, okay, I'd like to think that if my dad did, and all of a sudden he's up in heaven, he's... going back to my mom. Not with that new lady who never really liked us.
Or is she going back to the guy that she was engaged to before your dad?
Well, she never married him, so that doesn't really count. Mm-hmm. You don't get to spend eternity with somebody you got engaged with. She broke off the engagement to be with my dad.
That's true. So Renee is really the only one who can play this particular
game. Well, his mom ain't dating.
No, she's not.
But his
she
dad,
never remarried.
She want to?
No, she was with the guy.
She liked chimichangas.
She was with a guy named Jeff for like 12 years and then kicked him to the curb. Because she just was over. I'm over men. And so she just doesn't want. She never got married again.
So she likes tacos.
No, she don't like tacos.
Okay.
She has the best taco.
Yeah, they got the best tacos in Palm Springs.
In South Bay. Those are fish tacos.
Renee's mom's a lesbian.
I think that my mom and dad would like reconcile in heaven, though. Because, you know, my dad went first. My stepmom's still alive. My mom's still alive. So I think when they pass,
all right,
they'll put their differences aside.
Mm. All right.
Maybe. They're married for like 14 years.
Johnny hitting on Marilyn Monroe, that'd be her version of hell. that concept is stupid.
I'll move on. What's up, Aaliyah?
Oh, my God.
Because I think somebody, why? Because I think heaven is personal. Oh. So the first husband's heaven should... she would choose him. Same with the second. I know you like to think it's your own personal selfish version of heaven, but in this particular movie, it's like you kind of show up and it's like, all right, I am your, you're dead and I'm your guide and this is how it's going to work up here. And it's kind of like a train station where people are walking in and out and just like, oh my God, I'm dead. And so it's kind of working like that, where it's like, okay, we're all here, we're all dead, and this is.
I feel like it would be like somebody go, you get to heaven, and they go, oh, there's quite a few people waiting for you, you know, kind of a thing, and it's like, oh, there's your mom and your dad and your sister or your brother and your dead dogs, and they're all there to greet you. So if that is the case, then you've got first husband and second husband.
Well, yeah, that's what I started off with. I just didn't add the family and the dogs in there. But yeah, you get the family and the dogs because those are yours. I mean, you get all your dogs. It's not like you get, do you get your first dog or your last dog? No, you get all the dogs. This is the love. This is the promise you made to somebody. And they're like, hey, it's me. No, it's me.
But choose one of us for eternity. No, I know. I was just trying to go on that, the selfish part of it. So if it was the selfish heaven, I know that's not what the movie is. The selfish heaven would be I get to have everybody. I get all everybody.
Well, yeah, your parents'
loved.
Heaven is like you're going to be there for them. Well, maybe not.
I mean, they're not paying that much attention, I don't think.
Yeah, if your dogs loved you, your dog's heavens, you show up when you die. Yeah. So you're going to be able to spend it with them because that's their heaven too. You're there.
Hmm. Damn, this is hard.
I know. Maybe I was afraid to see the movie. Hey, Nathan.
Hey, what's up?
Guess what?
What's that?
People are horrible. Yes. Guess what? It's so funny.
I'm hoping it's Hurricane Harbor tickets.
Is guessing and hoping the same thing? I'll count it. All right. Yes, you got Hurricane Harbor tickets, okay?
Yes. Yeah.
But you got to take your first wife, second wife, third wife, or fourth wife. Only. He's been widowed four times.
I don't have any wives, but you know what? Why can't you just take the best parts of each one of them?
Oh, see, yeah, see, he's doing. I think that's what most of us do.
So you want Frankenstein wife? You just want to cut off certain parts and sew them together.
We think heaven is
a body full of vaginas.
Well, maybe not all together, but you know, maybe some of them. Some are fun to have.
It's like a vagina quilt. Of all the different ladies that you've had, just sewn together.
And then you just wrap yourself up in it.
And then you sit down on the couch and watch your favorite television show or football game.
You just throw it over your head like this.
Stay on hold. Yeah.
Vagina. Cozy.
Yeah. But this thing needs to be thrown in the wash.
Don't wash it.
With a bounce sheet. Make it bounce.
It's like your friend who made a pillow
out of
hair.
All right. That was just too of a deep question for obviously you and the audience, so I will move on. yesterday, I don't know, it might have been around this time, I was asking about what you do to impress a woman. Like, when you go over the top to try to impress somebody, it could be a woman, it could be a man. Where Gwyneth Paltrow said she loved to do a sexual thing on Ben Affleck and loved to do it, which I didn't think this thing was something anyone loved to do. I thought you just did it because you were trying to be overly impressive. Like, wow, I didn't really realize you were that much of a tea drinker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I was just wondering, like, that's something you do to go over the top and impress somebody. So what have you done that's over the top for love to impress somebody? 818-955-2955. Mentioned it yesterday with Brad Williams, and Brad was here, and he's like, you know, took her to the front of the school where a big mirror was, and goes, there she is in front of the whole student body. She's cried and ran to the bathroom.
Isn't she beautiful?
Johnny, you know, you played. Did you go over the top trying to impress somebody? But that girl that you drove her to school every day? She drove you to school?
No, I drove her to school every single day.
What'd you do to try to impress her? You, like, peeled out in your Eclipse?
I would race. Yeah, I would race other cars in my Eclipse.
With her in there?
Yeah.
Did you ever win?
I did, yeah. I remember I was driving on the wrong side of the road, too, trying to pass one of my buddies who was, you know, we were going together, but I was a little bit faster, and I was able to pull in front of him just as another car was coming by. It was very scary.
That's
the rush, the way it makes you feel.
Did it work, or did she like, you almost killed us, never touch me again?
It might have worked. I mean, she didn't stop riding with me, but she had a boyfriend at the time, so it's not like... It's not like, you know, I took her and ravished her afterwards.
I'm so, I got it.
So if she wasn't in the car, you said you would have hit the brakes and slowed down and got behind your buddy because it was just too much of a risk. But you're like, you know what? This is going to get it.
We're going for it.
I'm going to go for it with her in the car.
Mm-hmm. So you're showing her like how manly you are and you can handle a tough, dangerous situation kind of a thing. And you'll take care of her. You'll protect her. Not to worry. Yeah. I
was 16 at the time. That's a dumb move.
909 checking in goes, this is probably the least qualified group to be discussing heaven. Hell definitely. Heaven, not so much.
Well, I'm saying that movie sounds like having to make that decision does sound hellish. That does sound like hell, and maybe that's the twist in the movie.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's see. 801, I'm a widow. Lost my husband after almost 2 years of marriage, but together for 8 years. I was expecting our daughter 21 weeks along. Oh. He was the one. I have dated here and there, but no one compares.
Wow.
So she can't really play either.
Because like, she didn't find somebody
who was like, okay. Earthside. Yeah, and usually maybe that second one is like, he'll do. He was never the one. The one was the original one. And then you ended up with he'll do because you're always comparing him. That's what's so bad about dating a widow or a widower. It's like you are basically competing against the ghost, and they don't remember anything bad about the ghost. It was always the best parts of the ghost story.
Isn't there a chance, though, that your dead spouse was working their heavenly magic so and they found that second person for you? They were your angel, and they were like,
would you do that for your wife? Just answer me honestly. But no. Would you be like that loving where as long as she's happy, you're happy?
No.
You'd be pushing chicks towards her in your spiritual, you know, help?
I would push a chick off a cliff if that's what I'm saying.
So why all of a sudden you saying, wouldn't that be... No. No one's doing it.
But it's possible that somebody's working from the great beyond. Yeah, right. No, I want her to be sad and just until she dies too.
Just a miserable thing.
Yes.
You got Casper sitting in the corner watching.
I want her crying. She won't even eat. Nothing makes her happy. She's sad. Her friends can't get her to do anything. No. That's what I want. Well, is that too much to ask? I'm being honest.
If heaven is all bliss, then
you're going to haunt her.
Wouldn't it be that everybody gets their own individual heaven?
I know, but that's not what this movie is based on. It's like we all got to live together on streets of gold and all that good stuff.
Frank, I'm going to haunt her, and I'm going to be her boo.
And yeah, no.
Finally. No.
Her boo?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. All right, let's get some traffic. And then
I'm guessing she hopes she goes first.
We're out of your break.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.